Much friends and social media messages on our show brought to us by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa. Mala 2 from NS Chemist for the effective treatment of malaria in both adults and children. When the pain is too much to bear, grab Rapinol, the rapid pain reliever. Uncle White will join us after these. Good morning, Uncle.
Gorgeous, good morning, and how are you doing?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. How are you? How have you been?
Well, I've been good. I've been good. I'm trying to be a good boy, so.
I've seen your signature all over. Kojiang Singh is looking really nice today. Curtsy.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Ahofe, how are you?
Oh, no. So, Kojo, please, can somebody get me Kojiang Singh? Kojo will come. Uncle, Kojo is coming.
He's out of coverage area for now.
Yes, but I'll get him. I'll grab him.
Okay, great. Mavi, I'm going to try something. See how you like it.
Okay.
All right. Dear listeners, we suspend regular programming to bring you breaking news. Reports reaching the Food for Thought desk of Joy FM Super Morning Show this morning is that decency, the force that keeps society sane and safe, was violently attacked in public by a group of young people wielding the latest technological gadgets and has been rushed to the hospital. She is on a life support system, and doctors say that her chances of making full recovery are 50-50. The team of doctors attending to her, made up of doctors Mama V, Kojo, Winston, and Raymond, say that they will do their best, but have also called for prayers from those to whom decency means anything. According to eyewitnesses, decency was going about her business of protecting society and giving society its health and sense of meaning when the young people attacked her. Police have not made any arrests yet, although the attack was public. In their defense, police say that the public is refusing to cooperate with the investigations and that people seem to be afraid to expose the assailants of decency for fear of being cancelled. Decency has spent all her life working tirelessly for cohesion, unity, and prosperity of society and common sense. With decency now desperately fighting for her life, it is unclear how society is going to survive should the worst happen. Many people who know decency and have benefited from her impact have been speaking out in her support. Samuel Delany, multiple award-winning writer, said, quote, "Decency is like the barometer to a man's or a country's health," end of quote. He is sure that you can tell the future of a person or a nation just by checking how decency is treated. His view is supported by others. Tom Steyer, an American billionaire investor, philanthropist, and environmentalist, said, quote, "Breaking of norms and disregard for decency have huge long-term costs," end of quote. Tom's view of decency is also backed by Cory Booker, the first Black U.S. senator from New Jersey, who said, quote, "Small acts of decency ripple in ways we could never imagine," end of quote. Speaking on the importance of decency, Raja Krishnamoorthy, the first Indian-American to serve as ranking member or chair of any full committee in the U.S. Congress, said, quote, "When the norm is decency, other virtues like integrity, honesty, compassion, kindness, and trust can thrive," end of quote. In other words, when decency is out, you can forget about integrity, honesty, compassion, kindness, and trust. To this, Aldous Huxley, English writer and philosopher, added his voice and said, quote, "The thin and precarious crust of decency is all that separates any civilization, however impressive, from the hell of anarchy or systematic tyranny, which lie in wait beneath the surface," end of quote. He was referring to the role decency plays in saving us from our inner demons and aligning us with our better angels. Every one of us, and indeed every society left to its own devices, would descend into decay and anarchy. Anyone can cross the line into what is unacceptable and what is vulgar and shameful. It is the influence of decency that holds us back from disgracing ourselves and destroying society. Adding his voice and support for decency, Barack Obama, the first Black American president, said that decency together with sacrifice create the kind of ripple effects that lift up families and communities and spread opportunity and boost the economy. Kiran Bedi, a former Indian tennis champion who went on to have 35 years of distinguished service in the Indian Police Service as the first woman to attain senior officer rank in the service, said that decency together with ethics and morality are the real soldiers. She did not mean soldiers in uniform, but soldiers for the soul of individuals and of society. After the violent attack on decency, many people were left asking, how did we get here? How did we get to the point where what we need most for society to function optimally is what we attack so viciously? I put a question to someone in the position to know, and he said, quote, it began when decency was disrespected and no one spoke out for her. It began when we respected people for how much they had and not for who they were. It began when we applauded people for possessing what we knew they could not afford, and we failed to ask how they came by what they could not afford. He said the battle against decency was strengthened when people who should know better continue to give various platforms to people who have no business being put on a pedestal, end of quote. He continued, decency has nothing to defend herself with. Decency's strength is her vulnerability, and her protectors are the members of the society that she serves. If the society fails to fight for decency and defend her, decency simply disappears. Decency is on life support and fighting for her life in Ghana. Pictures that should never have become public are on social media. Dirty secrets that should have stayed secrets are now what is trending. Feuds that should have been fought in private are now being fought in real time and on the electronic gadgets of hundreds of thousands. Decency is on life support, and the question is, are we prepared for a society in which decency is dead? Do we know what we are asking for? How is it that we have allowed indecency to grow so loud and proud and act with such impunity when we treat decency as if it does not matter? For Joy Super Morning Show, this has been Uncle Ebo White reporting from the Food for Thought desk. And gorgeous.
Ta-da! That's the breaking news.
Yeah, that's the breaking news.
No, I like it. I like it. I like the style. And you touch on something that is really crucial. Decency.
Yeah. We are trying very hard to kill decency in Ghana. Yeah. And I'm not too sure we know the implications if decency vanishes from Ghana. Mm.
Well,
Uncle Ebo, good morning.
Oh, somebody who's looking really decent today.
handsome.
Uncle Ebo,
I've heard about you.
Oh, good. I'm glad the news has reached you.
I've heard that you raised the bar very, very high.
The bar is now not visible from Earth. Captain Bay has sent me into the stratosphere.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And Uncle Ebo, I told him that he could actually make it with this look on the ballots.
Hey, which ballot?
The national one. And oh, he would easily get our votes.
I beg you. At this point, if they vote for me, it's just because they don't like the options available.
Oh, no. On the other hand, it will be because we know what we are voting for.
Yeah. Oh, that's so
no,
nice.
With you, we know what we are voting for.
That's right.
We are voting for intelligence.
Yeah, yeah.
We are voting for wit.
Yeah, yeah.
And every now and then, we would also be voting for a bit of Nkwasa Sim.
Small as a... Oh, Uncle, by the way, thank you. On behalf of the whole team, we thank you so much for hooking us up with Captain B. He's really made us look good. We appreciate it so much.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. Now that you say it in the presence of Gorgeous, we'll have to find something for Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
It must happen. She has been campaigning for it for some time now.
Mm-hmm. So, I need to be fixed.
She wants to be running mate.
That won't be bad.
Yeah.
So what solution will come from him? Anyway, what do you think matters more than what we think? We've got just about 4 minutes to go on the show. We thank you so much for staying with us. We appreciate it. We're back tomorrow with a Friday edition of the show. Until then, please stay with Joy for the duration. My name is Kojo Yangson. I'm the Morning Man.